What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective. Oh my God, man, it is 5:30 in the morning. I'm so grateful for waking up another magnificent day to change people's lives. You know, I ended up going through a little bit of a funk over the past day or so, and this normally are the effects of alcohol and how I end up just being trapped in a little bit of a haze. But I'm so, so grateful because, you know, every day is a new beginning. Me doing a podcast at 5:30 a.m. sets my intention. It sets my joy. It sets everything, you know, and this is exactly one way that you could generate it. You know, a lot of people wake up, they do meditation, they do different things. Me, on specific days, I do. Sometimes I write out my goals list. You know, I listen to motivational audios or podcasts or things that are going to help build me up. And that actually sets the tone for the rest of the day. And so it being 5:30 in the morning, me just a half hour away from my first coaching call, the first of three that I have this morning. Then I have one in the afternoon, plus a webinar later on the evening. So it's going to be a busy day, but I'm very grateful because, man, if we look at it, man, today's discussion is about love. See, you got to give gratitude for life, such as what I'm doing. You know, the blessings you have, like the blessings. I've talked about that so much. How about the friendships, the family relationships, opportunities? You know, I was thinking about, you know, and watching some of the videos of my my childhood friend Andre, and seeing how he, you know, speaks to his kids and how he takes care of them and stuff like that. And I'm just so grateful for that because it goes to show you that, man, this is a guy who, you know, couldn't even take care of himself like 20 years ago. Now he's taking care of his own kids. And, you know, seeing the opportunities that lie ahead for him and me and for, most importantly, you for the rest of the year, you know, this is what I do with these little simple reminders, you know, through my podcast every single day and give it these nice little jump starts. Like, you know, it could be anywhere between 5 to 7 minutes, up to 10 minutes, up to 15 minutes. And, you know, when it comes to love, I just think that a lot of people feel like there's a huge lack of it, that they just don't receive enough love in life. You know, kids, high school peers, or the peers didn't care when you were younger, mentors. You just feel like everything is inadequate, right? You know, I've been like, I was like that, what, back in 2018, 17, 16, especially 15, because I was always looking for something externally. I was looking for people to accept me, but I didn't accept myself, you know? And then that led to me being alone, misunderstood, being brushed aside, literally, especially at my job, you know, when some of the people in Bangkok, where I live now, came over to see the language center. There was a lady from, I believe she was from RMIT University out there in Australia. And the Thai lady came in and she like waved me off and like gave me a shoe, like, go inside the room, we're going to close the door. And I'm like, excuse me? You could only imagine how that felt. Felt like I was not only unloved, but I felt like I was, you know, that quote that, you know, Denzel Washington, I said in the movie, Great Debaters, he said, when company comes over, they tell him to go into the kitchen and he laughs, because it just goes to show the level of disrespect that specific individuals have. And then that ultimately equates to saying, oh, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not loved enough. You know, but the thing is, people, I want to just tell you right now that love was never lost. It was never absent. Love is actually universal. So it's kind of like what, you know, what you felt, what you've seen, the experiences, the energy, life force, whatever you believe in, whether it's religion, God, whatever it is, you know, me, I believe that I am an emanation of the universe and the universe is inside me. So I attract to me all the circumstances and I could only be very honest to a certain extent, because to see where I was 6 years ago, but where my mindset was 6 years ago, it all makes sense when I connect the dots, because where I am now, there's no more victim talk. If I feel like someone's minimizing me, I hurry up and let them go. And I don't attract these individuals into my life anymore. A lot of people would say, maybe because you're at home, but even so, right before the shutdown, I was doing my life's work. I was working and getting paid what I absolutely deserved to get paid. I was able to say no to specific classes because they were either A, a waste of time, or B, not in my life purpose. You see what I mean? So if we bring our attention to that, to the growth, to who we are and what we represent, we're able to bring out and cultivate that love, regardless if people are near or not. Me, I'm at home, but I cultivate that love every day. A lot of my students and people would always say, are you lonely? Are you lonely? Being alone and lonely is complete two different things. And the thing is, what I measure up, I say, if I bring someone into my life, they have to either sustain my level of happiness or make it better. If it goes down, deteriorates, there's no reason for you to be in my life anymore. And I kept Miss Surveillance Girl around, you know, before I met my, you know, my current girlfriend, because I just felt like out of pity, like I felt bad for her. But to be honest, I just didn't like having her around at all. It was more of a nuisance than anything else. An annoyance magnified by 300 times. You see what I mean? And so in saying that, if you don't come into my life and up-level me, then what's the point? What is the point? And so, you know, one thing that actually ended up happening, I did a meditation on this in terms of the fear of loss and grief with Michael Bernard Beckwith. And this was in regards to my student Room, who I gave a big shout out to just a couple of weeks ago. And it made me realize that Michael Bernard Beckwith, instead of looking at it as a loss, I meditated and looked at it as a gift. What was the gift that she gave me? She gave me life-giving, Saint Arsenio. You still got it. You still got it. You may not think, and it sounds like there's a lot of victim coming out of you. This is back in 2019, remember, before I did the transformation coaching program and everything. As a matter of fact, this was just last year. But, you know, I was telling her through my experiences and, you know, it was just like, yeah, don't let some simple-minded ass individuals tell you you're not good enough. That's what she gave me. See, we can cultivate love by thinking about memories of the past. They're always there, and we can cultivate that. My mom's love back in the 90s, it was always there. I can cultivate that. And this is what you guys need to understand. So I'm going to give you guys four ideas how to do this. Idea number one, express. See, if you want more of that vital and beautiful feeling of love, you have to express it to others. You have to share it. You know, such as, you know, giving tips. I share my love now through giving tips because, you know, out of all the Grab Food drivers, you know, the ones that drop off the food here when I order through the application, they give me profound service. And I'm like, I'm giving you a tip. And I'm not giving them a tip like straight hand, like off the, you know, right off the bat. No, I'm giving them a tip through the application. So when they go away, they're going to realize they got a tip instead of giving it to them just right there. Because when they look at it, at some point throughout their life, they're going to realize, ooh, if I give better service, I'm going to get tip. I'm going to get rewarded for what I give. That expression of making someone feel like they're loved. See, if you're in love and relationships, please express it. Show and tell and hold it. That consistency is important too. Not once a year, not once every 5 years. Consistently. I do that with my girlfriend throughout the day, obviously not in public, but I make it known that although sometimes I am busy and the time that we spend with each other is very high quality, but I want her to know that it ain't never going to go away. Overstate it, normalize it, let everyone know. Don't hold back. Don't feel ashamed or silent. People need to hear that. So that's number one, okay? You need to express it, all right? Number two, turn off this alarm. I was supposed to be waking up at 5:40, up way before that. Let's go into reception. Number two, reception. See, maybe sometimes love was expressed, but you didn't receive it. You didn't or don't receive things well. See, because the person sharing it wasn't perfect, so you probably didn't take it. Maybe you were hurt, you were jaded when you got it, or to be more open, you need to have those antennas like on, you know, the bunny ears that we used to have on analog television before 1999. You know, being able to sense it and see it and feel it, even if it's not from a perfect source. If we don't do that, we'll always be isolated and alone. So when you feel it, make sure you receive it. Be very aware of that. And number three, attention, how they express it. See what people say and how they express their love, the love languages. See me, I'm more of touch, right? I'm more of a touchy person, but I'm in a culture, well, not anymore. That was more of a very old culture that I used to work for 4 years ago. But in the present culture now, I express it through my hands. Sometimes I give the high fives. Luckily, I don't have older people saying, oh no, don't do this. Don't touch the student. Don't give them high fives. It's Thai culture. Luckily, all that bullshit has been laid to rest. And now I have a tendency of always expressing my love through touch. Although that I'm living in circumstances that it's a lot difficult, I'm around people who I can do it with. And that's what makes me so grateful. You know, the company I work for, you know, I have some really little cute tomboys and I'm always giving them high fives, or, you know, like some people would put their hands on the shoulder and like, you know, yeah, good job, good job. You know, that's how we express ourselves. These are people who are touchy, you know. Everywhere is love if you actually look for it. I see it every day. I capture it. It's like a photo. I capture that love, whether it's a baby smiling at me, whether it's a baby, waving at me. These are beautiful things that I capture every day. You know, notice that when people give you maybe a text, an audio, or they write an email to you, notice that love, you know? So even an act of love could be sometimes, you know, your son or somebody taking out the garbage. Capture it. And then number four, amplification. You need to amplify that you've been blessed. See, if someone shares to you that they love something, that word, that four-letter word, love, talk about it, please. Have conversations about it. You know, if you love your daughter, amplify it. Have someone talk about it. If someone mentions love, extend that conversation. Whether it's I love nature, desert, state, traveling, dogs, whatever it may be, extend that conversation. Why do you love it? Tell me about it. And just let them talk and live in that state of euphoria. And guess what? If you start doing these little small things throughout the day, your life is absolutely going to change. You're going to be amazed at the abundance that comes in. That being said, guys, it's all about love over and out.